Friday to Remanster, Yud Aleph, Cheshvan, Tovshin Pei Beis, Rebbe Ephraim Brachfeld.
Today, Yud Aleph Macheshvan is the Yotzat of Ruche Dimeinu. Perhaps her greatest moment was when she gave over the Simunim to her sister Leah, putting her own life in, perhaps in danger, even marrying Esav. And many years afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say, Mini koilech mi bechi v'naich min dimok yesh schor lepiluseich, of giving over the Simunim, and v'shuv ubunim nigvurom. I was disturbed many years by a simple question. Giving over the Simunim was very selfless. Indeed, she saved her sister from embarrassment, but she made up something with Yaakov Avinu. They made up that in case such a thing might happen, she would have Simunim. How can she now help her sister, but at the same time deceiving her future husband, taking away the Simunim and giving it over to Leah? Is this fair to Yaakov Avinu? The Mefarshim almost, I didn't find so much to be said on that, but perhaps let's look at the entire story together and maybe we'll have some more clarity on what happened. Going back to the birth of Yaakov and Esav, there are many, many, many famous questions being asked on each part of the story. Just to mention a few of them. Rashi starts in Parshas Toldos, Eile Toldos Yitzrok ben Avram. Avram hoilet is Yitzrok, says Rashi, who are the Toldos of Yitzrok? Yaakov ve'esav ha'amurim ba'parshe. And they all ask, we don't need Rashi to explain us that. We'll see in a few psukim that Yaakov and Esav were born. Another Rashi, Shnei Goyim Bevitner, Rashi says, who are the Shnei Goyim? Rebbe and Antoninus. What's wrong with Yaakov and Esav? Simple explanation is, Shnei Goyim means Yaakov and Esav. Rashi says, Ishtam Yoshev Ulim, what is the definition of an Ishtam? Einoi churif l'ramois kuritam. Someone who has no idea how to be merame, how to swindle. Yaakov did quite a good job in Lovan's house. Doesn't seem to be the description of an Ishtam. How should we understand that? Yaakov said, Unoichi Esav Bechorechu. Yaakov, which symbolizes the middle of Emes, Titin Emes Yaakov, should lie and say, Unoichi Esav Bechorechu. And we know what Rashi says, but still, it is difficult to understand. Why did Rabbi Yisraelim make the bruches in such a way that Yaakov had to use Ramus in order to receive these bruches, and many, many, many more questions. I would like to share with you an approach based on the Sfas Emes in Parshas Toldos, Parshas Vayetze, Or Gedal Yom in Parshas Toldos, Likutei Sichos in Parshas Vayishlach, and different sources. The Shluach HaKodesh explains, the Uvos HaKdoshim had a mission to rectify the Chet of Udam HaRishon. Avraham Avinu in his way, Yitzchak in his way, and Yaakov and Esav in their way. Udam HaRishon had two different stages in his life. The one before eating of the Eitz Hadas and afterwards. When before he was created, a Briah of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kuloi Toiv, only knowing good, with no Ra in him. He had the Bechira, he had a free choice, but it wasn't anything to do with him. It's a voice on the outside, which is a Ra, which was not part of him, and his avoid was to keep it away, not to bring the Ra in him. He had nothing pulling him down, nothing pulling him away from Avodas Hashem. Once he ate the Eitz Hadas, which was a Taruvus, Toiv Ra, this changed. And the Ra became part of him, as we call it, the Yetzer Toiv and Yetzer Ra, and the struggle, which lasted forever, started. Yaakov and Esav were supposed to take over each a different stage of Adam Rishon's life. Yaakov was the Ish Tom Yoishev Ahudim. He was born in a way which he didn't have any interest to anything which pulled him away from Avodas Hashem. His Avoda was as much as possible to sit and learn, to daven, which we call Asei Toiv. Esav, however, took over the second part of Adam Rishon's life, where Avraham Avinu the Gemara B'Metzias says, Shufrei de Yaakov me'ein Shufrei d'Adam Rishon. The radiance of Yaakov Avinu's face was compared to the one of Adam Rishon, which of course means Koidem Achet. It wasn't just a physical resemblance, rather this was his tafkid, his life mission. Whereas Esav was a person who already before he was born was attracted by Beis Avodah Zarah, but he had also part of him which were good. And his life mission was to struggle and to overcome the Ra and become whatever he's supposed to become. The Medrash says as far that would Esav even succeed, Yaakov would have had 6 Shvutim, and Esav would have had 6 Shvutim. And our Ovis would be Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Esav. But obviously, he didn't manage. Yaakov was an Ish Tam. Tam means without any blemish. He was born the way that we know Adam Rishon Koidem Achet. This week's parsha, the Baal Shem says, "Ki beYitzrok yikure lechu zera," which the Gemara explains, "BeYitzrok veloy bekol Yitzrok," meaning Yitzrok would have 2 children, Yaakov and Esav, and our forefathers are not from Esav and his children, rather Avraham, Yitzrok, and Yaakov. But this is only at a later stage. The potential would be "Ki beYitzrok," meaning Beis Yitzrok. Ki beYitzrok, from both children of Yitzrok, from both different avoiders of Yitzrok, from Yaakov and Esav, this is which would be the continuation of Avraham and further on. However, Yitzrok didn't manage. Esav, thank you, didn't manage. Yitzrok had hopes, big hopes, that his son Esav would succeed in taking over succeeding in his mission. By doing so, he would be the one who realizes who Yaakov Avinu is, the one who respects Yaakov Avinu for what he is, and enables and helps him with his Avodas Hashem. When Rashi says Shnei Goyim, which we ask, why doesn't Rashi say Shnei Goyim means Yaakov and Esav? It would mean Yaakov and Esav if Esav would do what he had to do. But they didn't. And the first 2 people who did what they should do was Antoninus and Rebbe. As the Gemara says, when Rebbe wanted to go on his bed, Antoninus bowed down and helped Rebbe to go on his bed, where he saw the greatness of Rebbe and realized that his mission is to help and support Rebbe to do whatever he has to do. So we have on the one hand Yitzchak, who sees Esav as someone who could reach his potential. He loved Esav for that, and he decided, I will give the bruchas over to Esav. Firstly, because he is the bechor, and as well, because he needs much more siyata d'shmaya than Yaakov. For sitting in the besmedrish without having anything which pulls you out of the besmedrish, the bruchas are less important. However, for the avoider of Esav, the bruchas are crucial. And therefore Yitzchak decides, from both sons I'll give my bruchas to Esav. However, Rivka understood differently. She grew up in a different house. She was used to seeing Besuel, seeing Luvan, and she understood that Esav won't make it. And therefore she decided, it wasn't her decision, she understood so with a nevuah, that Yaakov would have to receive the bruchas. The Gemara says, as the Sfas Emes quotes, someone who is a tzaddik, which is zoiched noitel chelek chaveiroi beganeden. which means you have two people, one person who doesn't fulfill his mission, another person who does, he not only receives his own part in Gan Eden, but also the part of the Rusha who doesn't fulfill his mission. Setzus Vasemes, this is not just a present. It goes together with the life mission of his friend. If he will fulfill the tafkid of his friend as well, then he would receive the reward of his friend. And therefore, when Esav didn't fulfill his part of his mission, Yaakov had the opportunity to take over not only the schar, the bechore of his brother, but also the life mission of his brother. And therefore, when he wore his garments, when he wore the big day, the begudim of Esav, it wasn't just physical begudim, but now Yaakov became partly Esav. In the words of the Sfas Emes, when he said, "Unoichi Esav b'chorecho," it wasn't a lie, he was truly Esav. His avoide Hashem, was not only the Ish Tom Yoishev Ahunim, not only the part of Asei Toiv, but also now the part of Sur Mera, when a new chapter in his life started. He came to his father, and he said, "Unoichi Esav b'chorecho," because he was Esav b'chorecho. Chazal tell us, Vayurech Yitzchok smelled the begudim of Yaakov, which were the begudim of Esav. And the Medrash says, you shouldn't read begudim, but boigdov. And the Medrash goes over to different stories of Yidden who would, in the future, distance themselves from the right path, and then come back with Shiva, the story of Yosef Meshisa. And the deep explanation of that is that Yitzchok realized that when he smells Yaakov, he saw that the future generation will be generations who would struggle, which is the reason why he gave over the buchas, which he thought would be Esav. But once Yaakov accepted the life mission of Esav, his future generation would have the struggle within them, like Udom Rishon L'Achar Achet, and therefore it seemed to be the right person to give over the buchas. But why in such a way? Why Bederech Ramuz? Why couldn't Rivka have an open conversation with Yitzchok, explain her perspective? Why was the Ashguche that it had to happen in such a way? Sfas Emes brings a Medrash, where the Medrash says, before Yaakov went into Yitzchok, he said, "Hatzilu nafshi misfas shekel, milushin remio." Please, Hashem, save myself from saying a lie. Ask Sfas Emes, save yourself from saying a lie. What are you about to do? Imagine a thief entering a house, and just before he wants to steal an object, he says, "Ribono shel Olam, save me from not stealing," and then he goes and steals something. What was the tefillah of Yaakov Avinu? Says the Sfas Emes, the Olam Hazeh is called Alma Deshikre. It's a world where the truth is covered up, where a person can perceive things which are negative as good. And our avoid is to uncover this sheker and to find the truth in this world, which will be an ultimate tikkun of the sheker. How should one do that? He brings the Ma'amar Chazal, the Gemara in Bruches, Hevei Urim Beyiru, which Rashi explains, Leharim Bechol Minei Mirmu. In order to achieve Yerushalayim, a person has to use Minei Mirmu, has to use a path which is not fully straight. How can that be? Shouldn't a person distance himself from everything which is called Sheker? And he brings the following example. The Gemara says, "Ho'oime echte ve'ushiv. Echte ve'ushiv, ei maspikim b'yudei lasus tshuva." When a person says, "I will sin, but afterwards I'll do tshuva." Echte ve'ushiv, ei maspikim b'yudei lasus tshuva. Tshuva won't work. Why not? Because what enabled the person to sin? What helped him to do his avera? The tshuva. Because only because he knew there's such a thing which is called Koyach HaTshuva, therefore this enabled him to do an aver. So the Tshuva brought him to do a Chet. And if tshuva was that what brought him to do a chet, therefore it's not tshuva anymore and it won't work. The same thing says this Sfas Emes. When Mirmo is supposed to get to Emes, not only it doesn't contradict Emes, rather it's Emes itself, it's Tikkun of Sheker. And I read the words of this Sfas Emes. Kevin she'ikar ha'rutzon luvoy lo Emes, because the person really wants to reach Emes, eino bichlal Sheker. In other words, because this world is an olam hasheker, and we have to rectify the sheker, sometimes the only way how to reach this emes is by using sheker in a way which is allowed al pi haluche. For example, Chazal tell us a person is allowed to be mishane mipnei ashurim. Sometimes we are allowed to change and we are allowed to derive from emes. And in such a case, or pikuach nefesh, other ways where it's allowed to, sometimes the Bein Shem wants us to use that in order to fully rectify the middah of sheker. However, one has to be very careful, it shouldn't become part of the person. It should be just a tool to enable him to reach the emes, but it shouldn't become part of him. And therefore, Yaakovinu davened and said to Bein Shem, I would have to use sheker. It's allowed. I have no choice. My mother told me that's the Rutz Naboire, it's a Nevi'e. However, I don't want it to become part of me. Hatzilo, not Sfusai, Hatzilo Nafshi. The Sheker shouldn't become part of my Nefesh. And the proof to that is when Yaakov Avinu had a choice, when Yitzhak asked him, why are you back so fast? And he should have said, by coincidence, he didn't say that. He said, the Rebbein Shem, he mentioned the name of the Rebbein Shem. He was the one who enabled me to reach you so fast. And this was putting himself in danger. He gave away his true identity. And it almost didn't work out the way it should. Why did he do that? Because he said, I might have to use sheker, but not when it would mean to admit the name of the Rebbein Shem. Then the sheker would be already part of me, and that I'm not willing to do. I'm willing to be mesaken the sheker, but not to become the sheker. But why now? Why on this stage? Because as we mentioned before, Yaakov had his mission in life till the stage where he took over the mission of Ace of Life. A very different mission. When a person is in the Besmedrish, he doesn't encounter so much the middah of Sheker, the Besmedrish Yaakovino was in. However, once he takes over the life of Esav, it's a very different life out there. And therefore he has to be able to navigate through this life, and he has to show, and he has to prove himself that he is able to use, have a Urim Beiro, he's able to use the tools in order for him to reach whatever Tikkun Esav would have to misaken in his life. And therefore, when we asked, is Yaakov called the Ishtam or not? He is called the Ishtam, till the day where he took over the Begudim of Esav and the Avoid of Esav. This is part one of the story where Yaakov and Esav have both their opportunity. Esav fails, Yaakov takes over the chelek of Esav, and from this moment, a whole new chapter in his life starts. He has to go away in Gulis, he has to run away, he has to go to Luvan, he has to fight with Luvan, he has to fight with Esav. That's only because he accepted on himself also to rectify the path of Esav. Now, let's look what happened by Luvan. Luvan has two daughters, Ruchel and Leah. The way the Torah describes them, Ve'enei Leyu Rakois, V'ruchel Hoysa Yifas Toyar V'fas Mar. It's not a visual description of how they looked like. Yifas Toyar reminds us of the Ish Tam. She was beautiful, meaning she had nothing that pulled her down, similar to the Avodah and the life mission of Yaakov Avinu, which we described before, and therefore she was the perfect match to marry Yaakov. However, Leo Eneo Rakuis, which reminds us crying, the Avodah of Tshuva. Tshuva doesn't necessarily mean someone who sinned and does Tshuva. Tshuva means the struggle between the Ra and the Toiv. A person has to make sure that the Ra is the one who is not navigating his life and it should be the toiv, and this is called the avoida of tshuva, tushiv hei, to bring everything back to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. This was Ruchel and Leo compared to Yaakov and Esav. And therefore, Ruchel was meant to marry Yaakov and the Ishtam, and Leo was supposed to marry Esav. But that's only if Esav would have done what he has to do. Says the Sfasem, is the second that Yaakov decided to take over the bruches of Esav, the second he decided to take over the avodas Hashem of Esav, it was a package deal together with the wife of Esav. And therefore now he needs an Ezer Kenegdo, he needs someone who helps him to fulfill this part of his mission. The second part of his mission, who would that be? It would be Leo. What's the name of the first child, the first son of Yaakov and Leo? Reuven. What does Reuven mean? Reu ma ben bni leben chumi. Can you see the difference between my son and my brother-in-law? A strange name to give to a firstborn. But it's not strange, because she understood that she's now taking over the avoide of Esav. Look, my brother-in-law, what he had to achieve and he didn't. And look what I achieved together with my husband Yaakov. The result was Reuven. Interestingly, Reuven is the one who pusach b'tshuva tchile, which is the avoide of tshuva we mentioned before, the avoide of Esav. It says that Leah was snur. The Medrash says, what does snur mean? She osisu maase soine. Which seems very strange, that Leo did maase soine, which seems to mean that she gave over she tricked or she deceived Yaakovinu by telling him that she is Ruchel. But says the Sfasem, there's a different explanation to this Medrash. She osisu asiye can mean also to rectify it. V'mesaken. She osisu, she rectified maase soine, what Esau would have to do, and she was the one together with Yaakovinu who rectified and took on herself the avoide of Esav. Their daughter Dina was the one who was supposed to help Esav to be choyzer b'tshuva. As Chazal tell us, Yaakovinu was punished because he hid Dina. Would Dina marry Esav? Perhaps she, as a daughter of Leah, with the same derech in avoide of Leah, she might be the one who would enable Esav to be misaken himself. Now, let's go back to what happened when Ruchel gave over Simunim to her sister Leah. Ruchel was supposed to marry Yaakov till the day that Yaakov took over the buches of Esav, and we explained that God together with the wife of Esav. Now, Ruchel was giving a choice to give over the Simunim to her sister and not embarrass her sister, or to stay loyal to Yaakovinu and marry Yaakovinu. She decided, we know that she gave over the simunim to Leah, and the Medrash describes what happened that night when they got married. I read the Medrash. V'chol ahu laile, the entire night, havetzuvach lo Ruchel. Yaakov asked, are you Ruchel? I guess he wasn't sure. And he asked, are you Ruchel? Vi on yelei? She said, yes. B'tzafra in the morning, v'nehi Leah. He sees it's Leah. Umalo, he said to her, Mar meise bas remur. Your father's a swindler and you are a swindler. Lav belaile have korine Ruchel. What, honestly? Didn't I call you the entire night? And you said, yes. What did she answer? Amrule, she said to him, Is safer the lesle tamidim? Did you ever see a teacher without any students? Loikach hayet suvuch loch uvuch. Didn't your father also ask? Esav. And you said, yes. Therefore, I'm just repeating whatever I learned from you. When we read this Medrash, it's very difficult to understand. He's accusing her, she's accusing him. But according to what we said now, the deeper understanding of this Medrash is beautiful. She said to him, right, you asked if I'm Ruchel. And I answer to you, yes. You remember some time ago, you were in the room by Yitzchak, and you did the same. Why did you do the same? You did the same because you accepted on yourself the mission of your brother Esav. And therefore, as we said from the Sfas Emes, when you said, yes, I'm Esav, you didn't lie. When you said that, you were supposed to marry me. And therefore, I didn't trick you. I learned from you. You might ask, why in such a way? Why didn't I discuss it with you? You also didn't discuss it with your father before. Why didn't you discuss it with your father before? We said before, in order to accept, in order to rectify the tikkun of Esav, the only way is through Ramus. That's the way how one can be mesaken the shekel, how the Uvos HaKadoshim, how the great people rectified the middah of shekel, by using Ramus. And therefore you were a perfect teacher. I learned from you, number one, that once you took over the bruches of Esav, you became Esav, and therefore I'm supposed to be your wife now. And number two, the way how to start this journey, in the Baruch's journey, when you did that some time ago, in the bias of Yitzchak, it has to go through Ramus. Similarly now, when we start our married life together, it has to be through Ramus. This seems to be the only way how we could reveal the Emes, which is covered by the Sheker in the Olam of Esav, which is called the Alme de Shikr. Now why Ruchel didn't go to Yaakov? We don't know. I assume it's not such a far assumption. Lavan did everything that Ruchel shouldn't reach Yaakov. When he tricked Yaakov, he made sure that Ruchel can't, if he locked her in the room, or what he, I'm not sure what he did. But I assume he made sure she wasn't able to go to Yaakov. Now she had a choice in front of her. Either she could say, well, the simonim are the simonim, and my sister should get embarrassed publicly. Or she could say, I have no other choice. I have to save my sister. If it's from a halachic perspective, or she understood the Yad Hashem, and she understood all of that, the words which Leo said to Yaakov. I understand that Bein Shem wants you to marry Leo. I understand it has to be in the way of Ramus, because that's the way how you receive your buches, and that's the way how you would succeed in order to take over the Shifte Kor, both parts, the Avoida of Yaakov and the Avoida of Esav. That mini koilech mi bechi, venaich min dimo, v'shuv v'bunim nigvulam. Shkoyach.